Today we're making a Darkseid Jungle Chop Riser in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those moves that instantly makes a DNB track feel more alive, more dangerous, and way more authentic. Instead of using a generic synth sweep, we're going to take a chop jungle break, stretch it out, and turn it into a tension builder that leads cleanly into a drop or a switch up. This is a really classic darker drum and bass technique, because it keeps the energy rhythmic and musical, not just noisy. So, let's keep it beginner-friendly and get straight into it. First, choose a short jungle break. A 1-bar or 2-bar loop is perfect to start with. You want something with character, maybe an Amen-style break, a Think-style chop, or any dusty loop with clear snares and a few ghost notes. Drag that audio clip into a new audio track in Ableton Live 12, and set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If the break doesn't line up right away, turn warp on. For this style, you do not need the original groove to stay perfectly intact. In fact, a little instability is part of the magic. We're building tension, not preserving a museum piece. Now open the clip and choose your warp mode. If the break has a lot of drum detail and you want the transients to stay punchy, try beats mode first. That's usually a strong starting point for jungle material. If the break has more tonal texture or you want a smoother stretch, Complex Pro can work too. But for beginners, Beats is a great choice because it keeps the hits more defined. Stretch the clip out to 2 bars or 4 bars. This is where the riser starts to take shape. The idea is simple. The longer the break stretches, the less stable it feels, and that instability creates tension. DNB listeners expect drums to stay locked in, so when the rhythm starts to loosen just a bit, your ear immediately feels that something is building. Now let's add some chops. You can slice the break into pieces manually, which is honestly the easiest way to understand what's happening. Focus on a snare hit, a kick or tom hit, a ghost note, and maybe a short noisy tail from the break. Make 4 to 8 small pieces and arrange them in a rough upward pattern across a couple of bars. A good way to think about it is like the break is waking up as the phrase goes on. Start sparse, then add more hits, then make the last part the busiest. That last quarter of the riser should do the most work. That's a great rule to remember for tension design in general. Try this simple structure. The first bar is tight and spaced out, the second bar is a little denser, the third gets more open and unstable, and the fourth is the most intense section right before the drop. Don't overquantize everything. A tiny bit of looseness actually makes it feel more like real jungle and less like a looped effect. Now we start shaping the movement. Drop an auto filter after the break. Set it to a low-pass filter and start with the cutoff fairly low, maybe around 200 to 500 Hz. Add a bit of resonance if you want the movement to feel more alive, and maybe a little drive if you want extra hedge. Then automate that cutoff so it opens over the length of the build. Start muffled and buried, then gradually reveal the higher end as you get closer to the drop. That slow opening is what gives you the classic rising energy. A good way to think about thin automation is as an impact curve, not just a line going up. You want the early part of the riser to feel restrained, the middle to feel active, and the last quarter to do the most dramatic lifting. If every bar changes at the same rate, the build can feel flat. So let the final part of the riser move harder than the first part. Next, add saturator after the filter. Stretching drum audio can make it feel a little thin, so a bit of saturation helps restore density and bite. Use a gentle drive amount, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. You want it gritty and controlled, not blown out. Then use utility to manage the width. In dark DNB, it often helps to start narrow or even mono and open the width slightly toward the end. That makes the build feel like it's expanding. Just be careful not to go too wide if your low end starts getting messy. The kick and sub need space for the drop. If the riser feels too loose or inconsistent, add a light compressor or glue compressor. Keep it subtle. We're just gluing the chopped pieces together a bit, not flattening the life out of them. Now let's add some atmosphere. Drop an echo or reverb after the dynamics. Keep both of them dark and controlled. You want tension, not a washed-out fog machine. For echo, low feedback and a filtered repeat works really well. For reverb, use a smaller medium room, a fairly short decay, and keep the wet amount subtle. A really useful trick here is to keep the first half of the riser dry and the second half wetter. That gives you a very clear tension arc. Dry means controlled. Wet means unstable. That contrast is what makes the rise feel intentional. You can also automate the echo amount or the reverb wet level so the tail grows toward the end. That helps the whole thing feel like it's spiraling upward instead of just getting louder. If you want even more lift, Automate pitch or clip transpose a little bit. You do not need a huge pitch jump. Even 1 to 3 semitones over the build can be enough to create movement. You can also duplicate the clip and raise the second copy slightly, so the riser feels like it's climbing in stages. That said, be careful not to automate everything at once just because you can. Beginners often move filter, pitch, reverb, echo, and width all together, and the result can get muddy fast. Usually it's better to choose one main motion and one secondary motion. For example, the filter could be the main rise, and saturation or pitch could be the secondary lift. Now place the riser into a real drum and bass phrase. Most DNB transitions work in phrases of 8, 16, or 32 bars. A very common move is to use the riser in the last 2 bars before the drop. So maybe the groove is playing, then the drums thin out a bit, then your chopped build comes in and takes over the last breath before the drop lands. That last breath matters a lot. Sometimes the strongest move is to stop the riser 1 beat early and let a tiny bit of silence hit before the drop. That gap can make the drop feel way bigger. You can also use this type of riser as a transition into a halftime section, a bass switch, a DJ intro, or a pre-drop fill under a snare roll. The basic idea stays the same. Keep it rhythmic, gritty, and purposeful. A few quick things to watch out for. If the riser gets too bright, pull some high end down with the filter or EQ. Dark DNB usually works better when it feels smoky and heavy, not shiny. If the break gets overwarped and starts sounding artificial, back off a little. The goal is tension, but you still want to hear the drum identity. If there's too much low end in the riser, high pass some of the chop or reduce the low hits. The kick and sub need room in the drop. And if the reverb starts washing everything out, shorten the decay and lower the wet amount. Here's a really useful pro tip. Add slight grit or timing looseness on purpose. Dark jungle often sounds better when it's not perfectly clean. A tiny bit of wrongness makes it feel more human and more dangerous. You can also try a couple of variations later on. One nice trick is to reverse the final chop before the drop and tuck it under the last snare hit. That creates a subtle suction effect, like the whole phrase is being pulled forward. Another idea is a two-stage build. Instead of one steady climb, make a short rise, then a tiny dip in intensity, then a stronger final rise. That double ramp shape works really well in fast DNB because it keeps the listener alert. You can also make a ghost layer by duplicating the break, low-passing it heavily, and keeping it much quieter underneath. That adds weight and movement without crowding the top layer. And once you've got a version you like, save it. Group the track and effects, label it something clear like Jungle Chop Riser or Dark Break Build, and keep it ready for future tracks. Good organization saves a lot of time later. So to recap, take a jungle break, warp it, stretch it into a phrase, chop it into a few useful hits, and shape the energy with filter, saturation, width, and a touch of echo or reverb. Build the density over 2 or 4 bars, keep the first half controlled, and let the last quarter do the heavy lifting. That's the Dark Side Jungle Chop Riser sound. Rhythmic, gritty, unstable, and perfect for making a DNB drop hit harder. Now fire up Ableton, grab a break, and try making one version that feels tight and one version that feels dirty. Then compare which one gives the strongest lift.